Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're live at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. Come on down. Still plenty of time to win that Shimano casting contest. Qualify for one of those great trips. Rod Halpern from Team Bad Companies here. Mike Spivey, part of the Warrior Heroes on the Water Fishing Tournament is what we're talking about today. We're going to be joined later on the show today with Anthony Shea and Steve Lasley live from Kona. Anthony couldn't be here because he's in Kona, right, fishing?
Yeah, he's out there with his family for his vacation and fishing that annual World Cup Blue Marlin Tournament.
Nice, nice. But we're going to hear, it's going to be early in the morning over there in Kona.
Yeah,
but he's been catching fish.
Yeah, well, you know, he's got a decent boat and decent crew out there.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I fished on that boat with Steve, and it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's a special deal there.
No doubt about it. And we've got a great event going on here at Mossy Ford, so come on down.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. And we wanted to see you this morning. We talked about it all show. There's still plenty of great time to come down and join us. Join in on the fun, having a great time, great weather. If you're wanting to beat the heat, come on down to Pacific Beach and win some great prizes. We are giving away all kinds of great stuff during the break, as Pete mentioned before. Prizes from AFCO, clothing and hats and bait scoops and all kinds of killer lures, a selection of Rapala lures. We've got those Shimano Colt Sniper jerk baits, which you can't find in the store. They're back ordered for quite a while. Well, this is a place to win them, amongst a bunch of other great stuff. And you can participate in the casting contest. The casting contest is going on full speed right now. The winners of the casting contest are going to have their opportunity to win a Shimano rod. We're giving away a really nice Shimano tackle box, as well as a Shimano and Rapala lure package. Plus, the winner of the casting contest is going to qualify for winning one of the two big grand prizes. Everyone in attendance today is all going to get a ticket to win one of those great prizes that we're giving away. Plus, fill out an entry form and be one of the 8 qualifiers to win one of our double grand prizes. Again, it's a trip for one to Cedros Kayak Fishing and a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Or a trip for two to Rancho Leonero and Baja's East Cape that includes 2 days of fishing and the round-trip airfare tickets on Alaska Airlines from either San Diego, Orange County, or LAX directly into Los Cabos. We're going to draw the qualifier at the end of today's show, and again, you must be present to win. Now, we certainly haven't forgot about all of our guests that are live in attendance this morning. Every person that steps up to the microphone that asks a question today is going to go in an opportunity to get in a brand-new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the Canola Coast, a great pair of Maui Jims with a blue and black frame, the incredible blue Hawaii lens, and we want to say thanks to our great friends at Maui Jim for that awesome prize.
In the bucket, another cast in the Shimano casting contest. You know, the other thing that Tommy P and the Cowboy have over there, including the donuts and the cookies, thanks Cowboy for that, they've got tickets to Del Mar Racetrack. All you want, just help yourself, just ask Tommy, just free admission to the Del Mar Racetrack. We've got a stack of those, so go ahead and grab them. Head to the track, which is coming up here in a couple weeks. Time for the catch report.
You got it, buddy. The catch report is on its way. And today, their FishDope.com report is sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pump switches and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. The BG1 oil and fuel detector could save you from thousands in fines by detecting oil in your bilge and turning your pump off before you dump it into the water. Just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check bluebgi.com for more information.
You need one of those in your boat.
It's a
Rod.
Great product.
Just put one in. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
No doubt. I need two.
Yeah, it'd be a good idea.
No doubt about that. Well, hey, let's jump off. We're going to start way north. We're going up to Whalers Cove. We got the head guide on the line, Captain John Beef. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning. I'm happy to report we've got some clouds. It's not as warm. And the reason I say that is because we've had weather that was up to 80 degrees for a few days. And that's just too hot for Alaska.
Yeah,
we have people with shorts running around and flip-flops like they were in San Diego catching fish.
Unreal. Wow. Well, save a little of that for August for us, okay?
Well, I think it is going to be a really nice trip when your group comes up in August. And by the way, that trip is sold out after the show last week. It is sold out. We still do have a couple of openings in late August, early September, if somebody wants to come up and take advantage of the great Southeast Alaska fishing at Whalers Cove Lodge. But I want to tell you about a trip the other day. I left the dock. I went out. I sat in front of Danger Point. And in 10 minutes, we had all of our keeper halibut. And my guys said, okay, let's go catch some rockfish. We went over. We got a whole pile of rockfish. And then now what? You know, let's go catch some big halibut. So we sat there and we caught six oversized halibut. And they had a marvelous day. And fishing unlike most people have ever seen, catching these big, huge halibut that are bending the rod like giant tuna.
And here's the other cool thing about Whalers Cove. How long does it take you to get to Danger Point from the dock at Whalers Cove?
Well, if I go slow, 10 minutes. If I go fast, 7 minutes. You know, it's not very far.
Fishing is so close, and that's one of the cool things about Whalers Cove.
And one of the other really cool things, we don't use frozen bait here. We go out and catch our bait. There's a lot of herring right there, and that's what makes this place so incredibly special. The local village of Angoon refused to allow any commercial herring fishing throughout the decades. So there's this huge population of herring, and that's what brings in all of these different species of fish. So every morning, the boats will be out there and fishing right off Danger Point with their sabiki rigs and getting their 1 to 5 dozen herring for the day. And you've got perfect bait, and it just is a special experience that people never caught bait like that. That's the highlight of a lot of kids' trips because they love catching 5 and 6 herring at a time. So it's unique. I don't know of anywhere else in Alaska where you do that, but we do it here, and it's just a lot of fun to start the day off to go out and get some fresh bait and then go catch something bigger with the bait that you caught.
That's it, for sure. Well, we're looking forward to come up there in August. If somebody else wants to take advantage of some of the spots open or book for 2019, how do we get a hold of Whalers Cove Lodge?
Well, you can call Jay, our guest services manager. The phone number is 1-800-423-3123. That's 1-800-423-3123. Or you can just go to our website, whalerscovelodge.com. That's WhalersCoveLodge.com. And you can also go on Facebook, and we have a YouTube channel if you want to see what the lodge is all about, see some of our past episodes of Alaska's Fishing Paradise, and get a feel for the place. So check us out on YouTube, Facebook, and right online at WhalersCoveLodge.com.
Thanks a lot, John Beath, captain at Whalers Cove, giving us that on-the-spot report. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks
right.
very much.
Now let's head on over to our great man, the private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, our Pacific Edge source and also our fishdope.com reporter. What's up, Mark? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Rod, and guests there. Well, summertime's rolling along in fine form, man. Blazing hot temperatures, which we all got a dose of, and some darn good fishing to be had in many different areas. Up above the Northern Channel Islands there, they've had some of that action continuing on yellows and sea bass. That wind's always an issue up there, though, so you got to check that weather carefully. At Nick and Santa Barbara Island, same setup there. Gamesters are still around to be had, yellows and sea bass both, but less pressure with other things getting the traffic going more south there. Catalina, interesting setup over there at the island. Absolute tonnage of bait at the island. These little two eyes and a wiggle type of anchovies are it's just insane how much bait is there. We stopped in Monday afternoon on the way back in from tuna fishing, and we just had a blast watching them tackle bass going crazy, jumping around the bait schools. Man, they were having so much fun. You know, fishing's okay. That south sole kind of washed out some of the areas. It's cleaning up now, though. That's good news. The backside middle is still the best area to go catch a squid. Decent amount of squids there, and it's beautiful bait. We had some here the other day, and it's just beautiful bait. Yellows and sea bass on both sides of the closure there. Watch the lines, guy. Fishing game is definitely right in some tickets at Clemente. Got a bit slow for a while. Very slack conditions over there. It was tough fishing, but it looks like it's bouncing back. And when we were coming in the other night, we saw some yellowfin not very far off the island. So that might be an extra dimension like it's been the last few years, fishing tuna right there at the island proper. And then you know, offshore, it's just insane how much bluefin tuna is around. Until you see it, you really can't comprehend it. It's scattered pretty much all over up here now, but kind of centered around the 43, some out to the west of it, 10, 12 miles there, some up a little bit closer to the head. But, oh, my God, there's a lot of fish. Tough to get a bite, though. There's been a little bit of popper and surface iron fish, some flatfall fish in the gray and in the dark there, and some big ones fished that heavy tackle. There's been a little bit on sardines. I even caught one on a live squid the other day. But just an amazing amount of fish. And now we're starting to see some signal on that nice great yellowfin pushing up here. You know, scattered really over quite a large area. No one hot spot yet, but what's interesting is some guys are even getting some troll strikes and cedar plugs and halcos. That's good news. And then just to wrap it up, that the first report of marlin tailing on the ridge just below the 181. So,
all
yeah,
right.
Here we go, boys.
All right,
game on.
That's exciting.
Summer
yellowfin
is here.
Marlin, here we go. And fishdope.com, the guys, Jeff and the guys at fishdope.com have had all the information you need. Fishdope.com, $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. When you go to checkout, use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, and you get $20 off a new membership. And how do we find you at Pacific Edge?
Well, I'm going to be there today, but not for the first part of the week, because I'm actually going to go catch some more of those tuna fish, I hope. But anyway, we're on the corner of, we're taking two tanks of live squid on a boat with a good sonar and a knowledgeable crew, so this ought to be interesting. But yeah, but the store's in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone numbers are equal to 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I think these reports are just going to be getting better and better, guys. There's so much fish around.
It is summertime, and they are biting. Mark, great report. We sure appreciate that, as always. And good luck going and catching some tuna. We'll be looking forward to hearing about it next weekend.
You got it, guys. We'll see you.
Thanks, Mark. All right, now let's head on down to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. Well, we're at Mossy Ford Pacific Beach here, right around the corner from C4 Sport Fishing.
So I expect to see you guys eating some Rock Hudrick breakfast burritos later.
I'll see you shortly, buddy.
Even for lunch. That could be the Rock Hudrick lunch burrito.
Yeah,
we'll let that slide. Well, the good news this morning, the prowler called in early, about 6:15 after we got all those boats out, and he started off the day 24 bluefin on the boat there for his one-day trip.
Oh, so nice score.
Definitely picking up there, and those fish are all in the 25 to 40-pound range, so catchable, which is always nice, and that's some fun fishing there, and we're just waiting to hear back from him. Hopefully he gets into some more there. That's kind of the way those overnight trips have been going. Not great fishing throughout the whole day, but they're definitely getting their shots at the fish, catching bluefin, starting to see some yellowfin, some yellowtail on some of those trips. The full days down at the island, the San Diego, and actually the Sea Watch the other day, very good yellowtail, bonita, barracuda, calico bass, overall great fishing there. So kind of getting to where we should be here in July. Some great weather, and definitely a good time if you want to escape that heat to come down, hop on the half day, get some calico bass, hop on that full day, get some yellowtail. Those overnight and longer trips, you're seeing bluefin and yellowfin. So this is what we expect at this time of the year. Fishing is very good and some great weather. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Full schedule up there for all those trips. Half days, full days, one day, day and a half. Some of those boats are scheduling some longer trips. They can plan ahead. Seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit us in person. You never know who you're going to find over at the restaurant eating their burrito.
There you go. All right. Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that report. We will talk to you next Saturday.
All right. Next up, let's get our Northern Baja report. The man, Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial, is on the line. What's up, Rick?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Rick?
We'll start here down at Mag Bay. Bob Hoyt, our scallop contact down there, says that the area is starting to show signs of life. Nice yellowtail on the ridge, Dorado on the outer banks, a few spots of tuna here and there. Inside the bay, there's been some corvina, halibut, a few grouper. Over at Mulhay, Bahia Concepcion, didn't get a report, but we heard earlier that Cass said that the fishing for the mission tournament went really well, so I'm sure the same Dorado that were there last week and the yellowtail are around up in that area. In the central Baja coast, where it's usually kind of slow and been slow, summer conditions finally started to move in and water's warming up a little bit. Ross Zohoff over there from Bahia Ascension took a ride on a quad to some remote beaches. He had some crazy good shore fishing with wide open corvina and a couple halibut mixed in. It is a lot of fun to do that kind of thing if you're in the area. Lots of good beaches, even bays and whatnot, to get in and fish from the shore. So that's the go-to in the area for this time. Bay of L.A., throughout the week, there's been all kinds of fishing, full speed for grouper were in there, snapper, yellowtail, cabrilla, and they got into a good white sea bass even, and the yellowtail bite has been on the good, better-sized fish. Even some Dorado finally moved in and started to show up on the outside patty, so that should improve throughout the summer. It's a good sign that's happening already. Over at San Quintin, better conditions this week, lots of reds and bottom fish, still not a lot of word on the yellowtail moving around there. And like right here at the Coronado Islands, the inside Ensenada area, lots of that school size yellow mixed in, a few bigger ones, nearshore calico and a few barracuda in as well. Reds and lings are always there. No word with our guys yet with this heavier weather. We haven't heard anybody heading out to take a look for the yellowfin and Dorado, but expect that to happen as the wind settles here, and we have a little better wind condition coming up. So look forward to hear about that for maybe next week.
Yeah, sounds good, Rick. And, of course, Sport Fishing Financial, you're always ready in these always challenging times to help our listeners like you have for many, many of our listeners plan their financial future and make a better financial future and just get them in gear, right?
Yeah, the earlier you start, the better. And like I said last week, there's a lot of people who set this off. I know it's fishing time, so let's have some fun fishing together potentially. And when the season wraps up in the fall, we'll probably see a lot of those guys getting back in the office.
Yeah, indeed. All right. And how do we find you at Sport Fishing Financial? We want more info.
On the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give us a call at 949-481-1807. Thanks, Pete.
All right. Thanks a lot for that, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, have a good day, guys.
All right, thanks a lot for that, Rick. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch for today. Again, sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in San Diego County for over 30 years. Anza knives are made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're very easy to sharpen. They offer a variety of different fillet knives, as well as hunting, general purpose, and one-of-a-kind collector knives. Once you try an Anza knife, you'll be hooked. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details. That's AnzaKnives.com. And you can see Don from Anza Knives at the Crossroads of the West Gun Show. It's happening in Del Mar.
Yep, coming up soon. Mike Kreutzer is here. Kreutzer. Yeah, Mike.
Good morning, Mike.
Step up to the mic, and thanks for joining us here. Appreciate you joining
us. There you are.
This morning. Yeah, I butchered your last name. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. Good morning.
Hey, first of all, I wanted to tell you that what I got last Sunday was beautiful. I really appreciate it, guys. It's going to help me out a lot.
You won the BG1 from Blue Guard Innovation.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
That's a cool switch.
Yes, I did. I really enjoyed that. Thank you guys very much.
Yeah.
And thank them, because that was really nice. Look, guys, you know, I wish there was something that, like I could do. I'm a small boater, okay? And I don't have a lot of money to deal with. If I could swing it, I'd take you guys out every day. Is there anything that we can do as a small boater to help you guys out?
For the vets, there's a lot of stuff you can do. Obviously, money to these organizations is great. Showing your support, volunteering. Reach out to those groups. Reach out to, like, the Freedom Alliance and things like that. They specialize in putting guys like Mike together with guys like you and giving you that opportunity to come together. So that's really, these groups are working with Freedom Alliance, Freedom Fighter Outdoors. They really, and there's other ones, there's local ones around here as well. These are the two that we picked for this tournament. But they really do a great job of taking people like yourself that want to help out the vets like Mike and put them all together. And they've got all different kinds of programs. It's not just fishing. It's not just hunting. They've got outdoor activities, other things you can do. Listen, these guys need time. They need money. They need resources. They need everything. And we want to show these guys we care. So that's how
for
you do
sure.
It.
I'm going
to
go and talk to my buddy who owns the Vagabond. We just finished re-engineering, powering the whole thing on that, Mike Lackey.
Right.
And see what I can do about getting you guys somebody to get a ride for one of you guys.
That's cool. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for coming down to Mossy Ford. And Mike Spivey, let me ask you. You, of course, are a wounded vet, but you also are kind of like the ombudsman for the cause, right, for Freedom Alliance and helping your fellow wounded warriors, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you do a lot of that. You travel all over the country doing events.
Travel all over the world.
All over the world,
yeah.
Really?
Well, for the snowboarding and everything like that. But
yeah.
I do travel around the country and stuff, doing other stuff. But, yes.
Yeah, and basically you're kind of there to not only help yourself, but help your fellow warriors.
That's correct. Yeah. These things are so, like, just so important because, like, for me, and I know a lot of other guys, they don't want to go sit in a room and sit in a circle and be like, oh, blah, blah, you know, like, poor pitiful me or whatever. They don't want to go through, like, the whole group therapy. This is it, like, it allows them to show up and, like, you know, have a little bit of fun, and then, like, the therapy actually happens organically.
Okay.
You know, you're sitting there talking to a couple of guys, and then next thing you know, it's like, you know, they offer, like, how they manage to, you know, work through a problem.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just clicks.
You've seen it.
I've seen it. It works.
Yeah. And what's fishing like for these guys, especially guys that maybe never have fished before?
Whenever I was on the tribute for the Tuna Wars, like I said, I got skunked, but we did have another veteran on there, and he pulled in an 80-pound tuna.
Wow.
And, like, you know, I've known the kid for almost a year now. Never saw him smile.
That's cool.
As soon as he pulls in, like, once he got done fighting that thing, he finally got it on board, he was just ear to ear for, like, the next 24 hours.
Change what he was doing there.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, hopefully it's a beginning of a good thing for him. So that's cool. We have the one and only Steve Lasley on the line live from Kona, Hawaii. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Pete and Rick. How are you guys doing today? And Mike?
What's up, Steve?
Doing great. A little early in the morning. Thank you very much. And, of course, we have Anthony Shea on the line, too. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey guys, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Anthony.
Talking about War Heroes on the Water fishing tournament with you guys. Anthony, you are the brainchild. Rod's been doing a great job along with Mike Spivey here this morning at our live broadcast talking about this fantastic event. And even raised another $2,500.
$3,500
for the event.
Yeah, we got a Seakeeper $1,000, Marine Diesel Services $2,500. And anybody else wants to hit warheroesonwater.com and donate or give me a call, whatever you want to do. We're taking donations here, people.
Yeah.
We'll take $20, no problem.
Yep. Yep.
All the above. So, Anthony, tell us about your conception of War Heroes on the Water, how it all came together, and what it's become now.
Well, last year, Steve and I did a trip with seven of these guys, Purple Hearts, you know, some of the Salt of the Earth guys, and we just didn't take them fishing. We lived with them for 3.5-4 days and took them down to Cabo. We really had a chance to get to know these guys, and what I walked away was, you know, all of us sometimes get a little jaded on what is important. And, you know, we complain when the Starbucks line is too long and these guys are all beat up, banged up, and got permanent issues that they need to deal with from fighting so hard for us. And they're just so grateful and they have so much fun. And I just walked away inspired. And I've been talking to Steve and this idea was conceived. And on the 144 when we were in Costa Rica with a few folks, and here we are. We're gonna do this, and hopefully this will carry on into many, many years.
Yeah, it's a pretty good deal. And we just heard Mike talking about one of his fellow warriors that was on recently on the tribute with them during the Rallo event, and he said he never saw the man smile, right?
That's correct.
And he caught an 80-pound bluefin, and he was smiling ear to ear. So that's the kind of stuff that you can, it's magic, right?
Oh, yeah, man. When we had the guys down in Cabo, it was on. These guys were so energetic and so happy and, you know, just having such a killer time. I don't think I've ever seen any people enjoy themselves more. And like Anthony's saying, the feeling you get, you know, watching these guys, the camaraderie between them all. And we decided we were going to take one of them to eat, man, and every one of the guys wanted to have a gaff. It was on, and you know, it was pretty fun.
I think that this event is so cool for that, too, because nobody more than yourself, Steve and Anthony, know the excitement that the tournament atmosphere builds. And it's not about winning the event, but it's the competition mixed with the camaraderie and the event that this is going to create. It's just a, you know, there's the excitement level plus the, you know, the team atmosphere, like the whole thing about it. I think it is such a cool deal. I can't wait to see it go off.
Really going to be a good one. Now, Steve, you are, in many people's opinions, including myself, one of the best fishermen on the planet. And you've proven that many times over. You have some serious competition on this fishing tournament, don't you?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, a lot of the better guys stepped up. Actually, all of them did, and we just didn't have room for them. I can't tell you how many people we had to turn away. You know, it was
that's cool.
We had, I don't know, we probably had 100 people offer their boats up, or 80 people. You know, it was pretty incredible. And, like Ricky's saying, it's really not about who wins this thing. We're just going to go out there and have a great time, you know. And our plan is to teach these guys how to do it, let them catch them themselves, and try and put them in the best position to do that. It's going to be really fun.
Yeah, hey, guys, Steve Lively. Steve Lively just said it's not about winning.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Yeah, good call.
We have that on tape, by the way, Steve. So we can replay that over and over again, right? Steve Lively says it's not about winning.
This is a guy 2 days ago at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. He was still trolling away. I mean, we're having sun up to sundown sessions here, and it's not about winning.
Yeah, I fished on your boat over there in Kona with Steve, and I've seen it firsthand, Anthony. And he's a very driven and amazing captain to fish with. Speaking of Kona fishing, how is the fishing over there?
Well, yesterday we caught an ahi, and the day before that we caught two blues, and we had three other bites, and unfortunately the smaller one stuck. We jumped one off well over 700, and we jumped another one off that was probably right at 500. They gave us a great show, both of them, but with the hooks wound up pulling out. But it's the guys that have been fishing here quite a bit tell me it's one of the best years in the last 20 years.
No kidding.
Unbelievable.
All right. And, Anthony, you go there every year. What are you seeing?
We're definitely going through a bit of a cycle, but this is the best year, I think, in recent years to come out here, you know, fishing 5 to 10 miles from the harbor and knowing that you're in the good old safe USA protected by our troops. It's a different feeling when you have little kids like I do and they're on land and dad is playing hooky and going out fishing and I just had a shot at a 700 plus pounder and a 500 plus pounder. Not too many places in the world that classifies as Kona.
Yeah, and in flat calm water, right? As generally speaking as Kona is, right?
Yeah, it's just flat calm. It's one of the few places that you don't need a sea keeper.
Yeah. But do you mean your boat over there doesn't have a sea keeper?
Well, I don't know, maybe.
You get to a point, you start to lose track.
Yeah.
It's right around that time where that company turns into old company.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, I pulled the ice machine out. I got a spot to put one now.
Oh, see, you hear that? There you go. It's going to happen. I can see it. Hey, hang with us, Anthony and Steve, because when we come back, we're going to take lots of step up to the mic calls, talk more about Kona fishing and more about the Warriors, the War Heroes on the Water Fishing Tournament coming up in August. Stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year, and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
XEBRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Again, we're live here at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach having a great time talking about war heroes on the water, and what a great time to come down and join us here at Mossy Ford.
Yeah, indeed. We have live from Kona, Hawaii. It's a little early over there, Anthony Shea and Captain Steve Lasley. And thanks for getting up this morning for us, guys.
Yeah, no problem.
All right.
We're stoked to have you.
Appreciate that this morning here. All right, our live audience, Dave, has a question for you. Good morning, Dave.
What's up, Dave? Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning,
David. That Bad Company is amazing, and that's the one we all strive to beat whenever we're fishing a tournament. A couple questions. The team is amazing. Steve, Anthony, Andy Horner, and
LSA,
all the other guys.
Yeah, everybody.
Hey, there's a couple things. Just wondering about what makes your team gel so well together. I know it's an incredible talent, but I also just wonder what mix of guys you have that makes your team so successful.
You know, I just took all my friends fishing about 20, 25 years ago, just the guys I like hanging out with, you know, between Kingsmill and Grosbeck and Andy Horner. You know, he came from the sport boats, and I think all of us either have sport boat or commercial boat backgrounds, and or fishing their whole lives, and it was just the guys that I liked hanging out with. Those are the guys I took fishing.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, and that's what it's all about, is putting a team together of not only guys that are proficient at it, but also guys you enjoy being with, right?
Oh yeah, man. And there's so many other guys that, you know, that I'd love to have on the boat. The boats are big, but they're just not big enough, you know. I've taken Pete and Ricky, and you know, the little bit of time that we got to fish together, it was a blast, man. We've had some really good times. So I think you just find somebody that you enjoy being around all the time, and then you throw the fishing on top of it, you know, and it's pretty automatic.
That's one thing I know fishing with Steve is the atmosphere. No matter how hardcore of a fisherman he is, like, the atmosphere is never anything other than fun and upbeat. And, you know, I mean, still the fishing part of it is the number two thing, but having a good time with a bunch of buddies is always the number one thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, Anthony, you'd be really happy here. One of the guys here in attendance here of the crowd we have formed here at Mossy Ford in our live broadcast started passing a hat, and the participants here are throwing in 20s and 50s and a lot of money toward the program. So $100 right there from Jeff, and congratulations. So Tom Gruber's passing the hat and raising money for this great program that you started, Anthony.
Man, that's just, you know, the outreach and the community really getting involved with this has been a little bit overwhelming, even for us. As Rod would tell you, the amount of participation. I mean, look, this is just an idea. There's nothing here until, you know, 4 weeks from now when we do this first annual tournament. But yet these guys are stepping up. We have guys throwing in, you know, thousands of dollars of cash, and tens of thousands of dollars and prizes. And then you have nine yachts going into this thing with, you know, we could easily double this tournament, but we figure we better stick to what we know that we can handle to make this a world-class event. And I'm absolutely certain that next year and the future years, this thing's going to grow to something a little larger than we think it may become.
That is so cool. And so many people stepping up to help our war heroes here too. This money that we're raising here at Mossy Ford this morning, the money that people are calling in, the money that is raised, where does it go, Anthony?
Rod's done a terrific job getting volunteers and contributors for all of the different costs that are associated with this event. For example, our yacht owners are donating their yachts, their crew, fuel, bait money, all of the things that are necessary to run a boat offshore for 4 days. I think that is extraordinary that they would reach out that deep into their hearts to do something like that. And then, of course, you have all types of other costs, primarily food costs, to feed, I think, 80 people. I think there's going to be three or four dinners. There's going to be, obviously, lunches every day, breakfast every day. Getting people to and from. We're going to house all of the war heroes in a hotel, so it includes accommodations, travel costs. So you can imagine the type of cost that's associated with this type of organization, event, and cost for 4+ days to house all these folks. So what I said to the community is, look, whatever we raise, whatever we don't raise, I'll underwrite it and I'll cover it personally because I want this to happen. So this is going to get off the ground without any sort of question mark of whether or not there's enough funding for it. So any type of donations or contributions we have now just go towards that cost, and we have a very transparent accounting so that anybody that questions it, and we'll publish exactly how much it's going to cost.
Wow, that's pretty neat. Now, Rod, I have a feeling that next year you're going to be a pretty busy guy as this tournament grows, and it certainly looks like it's going to grow. What do you see for the future, Anthony, for War Heroes on the Water Fishing Tournament?
You know, I think that that's something that the committee, myself, and the community will have to decide together. This is not any one's event. Certainly, you know, we created it and started it, and hopefully we'll give it momentum. This is about our vets. This is about these men and women that, you know, unselfishly goes out and protects the greatest country on earth and do all of these wonderful things without asking for anything in return. These guys are struggling in society, and, you know, while we are enjoying fishing and all the freedom that we have, you know, these guys are dealing with many issues that are substantial as far as entering society and working and having some sort of emotional balance in their life. So we just got to maintain the objective. This is about them. So if we can double it, triple it, whatever we decide to do, as long as we maintain our focus to help them.
All right. That's really cool deal. We're going to ask Ed and Mira Mesa to step up to the mic here. And while Ed's coming up, I have a question for Steve Lasley. We already heard that you're not worried about the competition, but let's just say you were, Steve. I think you're going to be running Bad Company 92. You have some of the best guys that you fished against for many, many years. Who do you see as the guys that you're going to be going, watch out for this guy? Who do you think?
Well, you know, I think any of the guys that fish there locally that fish so well, you know, and spent so much time there fishing locally, I think there's Dave Hansen, there's Jimmy Kingsmill, there's Billy Miyagawa. Oh my gosh, Billy, he's always lurking back there in the shadows, you know.
Billy, yeah.
So, bad news, so, Steve Beek's going to be in this thing too.
Yeah, man. I mean, every single guy. There's a lot of pretty heavy hitters that are going to be fishing this thing, you know. But I want to shift gears.
Whoop!
Looks like we might have lost him there.
Uh-oh, lost him. He's okay. Hopefully, he's going to call back. But in the meantime, Scott Lampe is on the line. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing good. Rock Hot, Rod, Pete. I thought maybe Anthony and Laz would be there. Good morning.
You got them. They're coming back. Yeah, for sure. Good morning. So you're participating in War Heroes on the Water, right?
Well, you know, as most people know, Rod and I have been sort of worked together for the last 30-plus years and stuff, and when he gave me the dates this year, I had to look him in the eye and said, sorry, bro, I can't back you up because I'm not going to be in town. But in the fashion of Anthony and Lasley and Rod, who have been my mentors and helped me in my career forever, Big Bay Yachts and I want to go in as an Admiral sponsor and thank those guys for everything that they've done to make this happen. And we're just friggin' so proud of them for giving back to not only these fine young men and women of our country, but for everything they do for our industry.
Big Bay Yachts, $2,500 Admiral donation. Scott Lampe, thank you. That's
nice job, Scott.
Good
That's
job.
Great.
Thank you.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Appreciate
I'm back.
It. Well,
I don't know what happened there, but you know,
yeah, Steve. So go ahead.
Yeah, the spirit of these things, you know, the guy passing the hat around and throwing, you know, all the money in there, you know, that's boy, that's just the spirit of America, huh?
Yes, indeed.
So cool.
Yeah, Mike. Mike, you're a wounded warrior. Participate. You benefit from this program. What's that mean to you? What's kind of, what's this all mean to you?
It's a lot about the camaraderie. Like once we're out, we don't get to like you lose that brotherhood and everything like that. So this kind of like gets to pull us all back in together. And like I was saying earlier, we get to talk through. You know, like we had to deal with this or I had to deal with that, and I couldn't figure it out. This person had to already, and they, you know, they pass on that knowledge, and it's just, I don't know, it's like life-changing.
Yeah, life-changing, and well-deserved, too, because of what you gave for our country, for sure. No doubt about it. Hey, Ed, step up to the mic there. Oh, Tom Gruber is up
Tom
here.
Was passing
I want to thank
around.
The audience. We went around with the hat, passed the hat. We collected $320 for the Warriors.
Very nice.
Wow.
All right.
That's awesome.
Thank you all very much.
You can tell the veterans because they dug deep.
Yeah.
Thank
That's
you.
Awesome.
Yeah, thanks,
there you go,
Tom.
You guys.
Thanks
and everybody.
That.
That's
appreciate
awesome.
That. All right. Ed, thanks for coming up down to Mossy Ford, Pacific Beach. You have a question for our panel here all the way from Kona, Hawaii to right here in Pacific Beach.
I have a couple questions. The main body of the yellowfin tuna, is that within day and a half range? And also I want to put together a daisy chain for trolling, and I'm just wondering what color or colors should I use for something like that?
Well, Steve Lasley is the man when it comes to talking about lure fishing. Steve?
You know, I like the brighter colors, you know. Myself, I like the greens and orange and yellows, you know, that type of stuff would probably make a pretty good chain. And you know, if you want to see if there's any bigger fish around, you know, that they eat the kite just as good as the bluefins do, too. You know, the Billy's been doing that for a bunch of years. He was one of the pioneers, Billy Miyagawa. But, yeah, if you're going to pull a chain, I'd pull those, try some of the bright colors.
There you go. All right.
As, say, as far as day and a half range, you can take the day part out of it. We've had fish, you know, outside La Jolla Canyon, and the full day boats, you know, caught fish on the anchor at the Coronado Islands, yellowfin tuna. There's yellowfin tuna at the 302. So not only day and a half range, but I mean local skiff range. And I mean, it was just amazing how fast it happens in just a couple of day period. It went from, hey, look, there's one in the fish count to, hey, look, they're all over the place. I think that if this wave continues to happen the way it is, where our stage is set for some very, very good local yellowfin tuna fishing.
That's
all right.
Thank
hey,
you.
Thanks a lot for coming down to Mossy Ford this morning. Jeff from Rosarito, step up there, Mike, Jeff, and ask a question. I know you dug deep, a very generous $100 donation. Thank you for that. And while we're waiting for that, Steve and Anthony, things are shaping up pretty darn well for this tournament. And by August, what do you think? I mean, what are you guys going to be targeting on the boat that you're going to be fishing on, which is, I believe, Bad Company 92, right?
Yeah. It's like Ricky was just saying, you know, it's everything's changing so fast, you know, in a day or two. You know, one day there was one fish, and then, like you're saying, they're everywhere. I don't think you could do that. You know, it's like asking what kind of season it's going to be. I always tell you, I'll tell you in November. And and that's really the truth, you know. Who knows? Everything from calico bass to swordfish is going to be on, you know, on our radars.
Anthony, are you going to be looking for some swordfish? I know you have a passion.
Well, we're going to be doing that all summer. This is going to be shaping up to be a pretty substantial and epic season for the Bass Company program. You know, outside of the World Tournament, we're completely set up to do some damage this summer, and I can certainly chat with you about that. But we have multiple vessels, aircrafts, and all types of stuff ready for the summer.
you're loaded and ready to go for sure.
Yep.
All right. Hey, Jeff, you have a question or a comment here? Thanks for coming
it's
down.
It's been answered by Pepper on the veterans.
Okay.
Also had a kudos for the gentleman had his hand up till he got tired for the vet that lost his fishing gear.
Yes.
The Marine.
Yeah.
That person is still is lower than whale's poop.
Yeah.
That adds to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, yeah. We had a veteran who lost his gear. He set it outside of the landing, and somebody stole his gear, and somebody stepped up and helped him out at the Rollo event too, the captain's meeting, which was really a cool deal. So.
And the other thing, since it's 4th of July week, that's not really maybe the best thing to like political. People say, thanks for your service, but to me it really bothered me to a certain point. They would thank us so much more if they play the national anthem at the end, at the beginning of the day when they start broadcasting television, radio all over this great country.
All right.
But they don't have time even for 2 minutes. Even our friends south of the border do that.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeff. All right, buddy. Good point. All right. Appreciate that. Hey, as we wrap things up here, are you guys going fishing today in Kona?
Yeah, as soon as I hang up, I'm going to be out the door and heading down the boat.
Yeah, and Anthony, what are you targeting today?
Oh, that magical silver shiny Pacific blue marlin in Kona. So there's nothing like it. Blue marlins are same species, but they look different here. I swear they do.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
When I fished on your boat with Steve Bernard when we flew over there, and you very graciously offered Steve's services on that an incredible Bad Company boat in Kona there. I remember we had a big one come into the spread. I don't know if you remember that, Steve, but I saw a wake coming off that fish, and Steve looked at me and he goes, that was a big one. And when Steve Lasley said that's a big one, right?
Hey, Pete, he has talked about that fish 100 times over.
Yeah, oh man, and that was
probably
a few
almost
years
every
ago.
Day. This is
oh man, that was a big.
This is where it was right here. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and literally, when you're fishing in Kona, you're with what, like 5 miles off the beach there?
Sometimes a couple hundred yards.
You're catching offshore blue marlin.
And what's so crazy about that place is I think it's probably one of, not the only place in the world, that there has been a recorded 1,000-pound fish caught in every single month of the year. And at any point in time, on any size boat, anywhere fishing out of Kona, including, like you say, 5 minutes outside the harbor, you have an opportunity at catching a grander. Like, no matter when you're there or what time, there's always a shot at that happening.
And that keeps
you
coming back, right?
Sure.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, hang with us for a couple more minutes, guys, from Kona.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who the winners of all these great prizes are and more, talking about war heroes on the water. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, 38 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay. In 1971, Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line. This game changer brought fish catching advantages to anglers everywhere, with less visibility underwater, better knot and tensile strength, and superior abrasion resistance. Today, Seaguar is the number one brand of fluorocarbon because of its proven performance. So no matter the fishing conditions, you can count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material. Fluoro Premier, the original blue label, and the stealthy pink label to help you catch more fish.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090 live here at Mossy Ford and Pacific Beach. Want to say a big congratulations to the winner of those brand new Maui Jim sunglasses, Pablo in Chula Vista. Pablo, congratulations. You're going to love
all
those
right.
Maui Jims.
And, of course, we're going to draw that random draw. We still have a cast-off going off on the casting contest, so we'll announce that tomorrow. But we're going to do the random draw here very shortly. And want to thank Steve Lasley and Anthony Shea from Kona, Hawaii. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Anthony, for putting together this great program. We sure appreciate this, and I know our veterans deserve it and are very appreciative, too.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Really appreciate you giving us the opportunity to discuss it this morning.
You bet, and look forward to it. And, of course, warheroesonwater.com for more information. And it's going to be a big event, August 16th to the 19th in Avalon. And, Steve, go get one today, okay?
All right, Pete, we're going to go try and find that one we missed with you.
All right, you do that. All right, buddy. Thank you very much for joining us early in the morning from Kona, Hawaii, Anthony and Steve. Appreciate that. And, Rod, thank you very much. If, again, somebody wants to donate, still plenty of time. Be a part of the whole program, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, the tournament goes through, you know, up until the 16th to 19th of August, but it's going to be an ongoing thing. So you can, we'll take your money on the 20th, too. Look, guys, we're looking for donations. We're looking for money. We're looking for trips we can give to the guys or use for a silent auction for our fundraiser, all kinds of stuff. Scott Lampe just texted me. He's, besides his $2,500, he's saying that anybody that that buys a boat from him this month will give an extra $500 right off the top there.
Wow, cool.
From Big Bay Yachts.
From Big Bay Yachts. And if you order a Cobia, $750. So
wow.
Go buy your boat, and it'll help kick you in on this deal. We've done a great job collecting from the whole industry, but we want some more, so bring it on, people.
Yeah, awesome. How does somebody donate?
So you go to warheroesonwater.com. There's a donate now button. You just click that. You can put on your credit card. It's a tax-deductible deal. My phone number is on the website. It's my cell phone, 714-293-3290. You can call me, talk about if you want to do something special, want to enter your boat as an honorary entrant.
Okay,
and
that's only
that,
$500.
It's only $500. Yeah. Get your club together. Get, you know, the San Diego Anglers, whatever,
yeah.
Your yacht club. Tool it up. Represent your club. See us in Avalon. It's going to be a great tournament. We'll have it all over the Internet. All like us on Facebook. We're there, too.
Yeah, that's great. And Mike Spivey, thank you for what you sacrifice, and thanks for what you do, and have fun at the tournament.
Oh,
yeah,
I definitely will. Thanks for having me out.
Keep waving that flag. All right,
yep.
Thank you very much. And a big thank you to Adam in the studio, and a big, big thank you to the chief right here,
Isaiah,
for being here. Your grandpa would be proud of you, no doubt about it, for sure. And thanks to all of you out there for coming down to Mossy Ford today. Thanks to the guys at Mossy Ford for putting this all together for us today. Oh, they're still passing the hat. Yeah.
$320.
$320 and more coming for sure. Tomorrow, Baja legend Gary Graham will be in the Mighty 1090 studios tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Rock Cut, Rick and myself. Thanks to all the guys here that helped out this morning, and thank you. We'll see you tomorrow right back here on the Mighty 1090.